God.
Dear Lord, it took you a long time to eat. You must have made a buffet or something. What was up with that?
Well, I mean, you know, it is half price Easter candy day. So, you know, I had to have all that, you know, sugar-free, fat-free chocolate.
Why bother?
You know. It's a little bit of a delay there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tighten it in post.
Oh, yeah. I love to edit in post.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Hey!
Gosh, well, rabbit, rabbit, everyone, gobble, gobble, whatever it is. Happy Monday and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday,
little bunny foo-foo running through the...
Mm-hmm. For Monday, the 6th of April, 20 and 26, and the hoppity-hop-hop year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who, y'all, I was stuffing the gullet, and Big Fatty had to wait on me to record Mr. Larry H. Vader spell.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Speaking of stuffing the gullet.
Might get his gullet. Anyway.
You know, Noah could stuff most anyone's gullet.
Well, that's true. There's that. Yeah. He does have a following, if you will. And joining me today,
hi,
it's the one who's been waiting patiently, but he did take a shower. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
I took a shower. Oh, excuse me. I took a shower and I got out and I said, you know, I'm just going to lay down here and put my feet up.
Ooh.
And I said, I guarantee you, within 2 minutes, Vader will have finished feeding the gullet, and he'll say, all right, I'm ready. And sure enough.
Oh, I did. Y'all, I was watching the first 40 years of QVC, is on, there's a reason, on the YouTube. Y'all, it's quite fascinating as someone who grew up remembering when QVC started. But, I was sitting there and y'all, and fair and in all transparency, we are recording this early because y'all, yes. I was home on Saturday, not going to Hatville until Easter.
Home meaning the Vader family compound.
Well, right. That is my home.
Oh, okay.
And I said, you know, I'm very busy. And
very busy.
Probably would not want to go to the to try and record the little show on the actual release day. So let's just sit down and record. Ooh. So that's what we're doing. And and then of course the power had been off this week, so the recording machine was shut down, so I had to restart all of that and, you know, try to get her all back up and running. So well, Big Fatty, how was your week?
It's been a good week. today being start of Shark Week. So I know people are just excited to release their bowels for that. And thank you. And I've already had ham, so how can it not be a good week?
Well, there's that. Mm. Yeah, this is the Friday at Fatty's pre-Easter ham.
Yes.
Well, y'all, my week was eventful. I had a lot of work projects and some meetings, and then y'all, I had to go up to the Greenville area, actually Simpsonville, for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, and I'll tell y'all that story later. And that's why y'all, when I was talking to the Hats on Friday, I said, I cannot get back in the car right now. It's gonna have to be an extra where I'm gonna have to sleep. So, okay. But y'all, and truthfully, I love the Hats. I love seeing them, but y'all,
Sometimes it can be just too much.
Well, it's a lot to be there, and there's no running water on the second floor, which is fine. I understand they have the water shut off to the second floor because, y'all, they can't really get up there. So they don't want there to be a leak or something and they not know about it. So they had a shutoff put in so they could shut off the water to the second floor. The problem is, y'all, the only shower that's not on the second floor is the one that the Father Hat uses. And... y'all, it's the Hat Arena has y'all. She's a bath lady, but the Father Hat's bathroom, y'all. The shower is smaller than my desk. Actually, it's about the size of the chair I'm sitting in, and so I can't. You have to get in there in such a way because you really can't turn around once you're in there. And the last few times I was there, I've dropped something like the shampoo. Y'all, you got to turn the shower off.
Why drop something if you're there by yourself?
Right. And so to get it, you've got to turn the shower off, squeegee the door, and then open it and so that you can bend down to pick up what you've dropped. It is not a pleasant bathing experience, to say the least. So we do not enjoy the overnight there if it's not absolutely necessary. And we've had quite a few of them lately. So we're okay sleeping in our own bed and taking a shower in our own filthy, disgusting shower that probably needs Hortensia to come over and clean it. So we did not, but, ooh, Lord. Y'all, by the way, a little bit of breaking news. Y'all, I was at the Starbucks this morning, about 9 a.m. in the morning, and I was not paying attention to other people unless they were hot. And y'all, this lady is standing there waiting on her coffee. Y'all, first of all, if you go to the Starbucks and there's a giant line, why don't you walk outside and just use your app to order? Because you're going to cut ahead of everybody that would be ahead of you in line that has not, or anyway, whatever. So these people are standing there waiting for 30 minutes for a fucking cup of coffee. And I'm like, you people. But y'all, I see this lady messing with the wired Apple earbuds. And I have to be honest with you. I can't stand this trend that I thought would have been over a year ago of the quote unquote influencers using the wired earbuds. You know, it's a throwback. Y'all, they sound like garbage, quite honestly, compared to anything new. But y'all, I realized, I glanced up at her while she was fiddling with them, putting them back into her purse. Y'all, they were connected to an iPod Color Classic. Y'all, I have not seen one of those in the wild. First of all, I think the color iPods, I'm not talking about a Nano or a Mini. I'm talking about the original iPod, the full-size iPod, and then they added color to it before the iPod Touch came out. Y'all, I have not seen one of those in probably 15 years. But the fact that it's still working with a spinning hard drive in it is, I assume it had spinning hard drive. Y'all, shocking. But either way, y'all, she was happily listening to her oldies, her golden oldies, I guess, on her iPod Color. So anyway, so I just got a big kick out of that. And I was like, I wonder why Big Fatty doesn't still use his iPod. It seems like something he would like. So, yeah. So there's that. So I saw that today and I was like, I should take a note and I can tell that story on the little show. Because y'all, yes.
Speaking of breaking news.
Breaking news.
Did you hear about the shooting?
Which one?
At the Pulse Ultra Club.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, sorry you didn't hear about it.
Well, I'll have to look that up. Is everyone okay? other than the person who was shot?
There was no person shot.
Ah. Ooh. Now, was this inside or outside the pulse?
It was outside the pulse.
Ultra Club. Oh, dear Lord. So, adjacent to the Scarlet Roof Resort.
The pulse was closed.
Oh. Well.
However, the owner was in the pulse.
Ultra Club.
And heard something. And went out, and his front and back windshield of his car had been shot out.
Ooh, Lord, y'all. This just goes to show, this is why we can't have nice things. Not that the Pulse Ultra Club was a nice thing, but this just goes to show why we can't do fun things anymore. Was this in the middle of the night, or was this in the daytime?
In the morning.
Okay. Y'all, I swear that man lives there. At the Pulse Ultra Club, because he is always there. Y'all, I'll have to text him. I have to text him and say, "Are you okay? I heard that there's been an incident."
It was in the newspaper.
Oh, you know, they love to shoot her up, I guess.
Oh, they do,
especially up there in the Dirty Myrtle, y'all. What do you want to bet that for me to get in there the next time I'm there, that I've got to go through some sort of metal detector event?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, luckily we go for the happy hour, so there won't be a huge line because, you know, but yeah, y'all, I can just see Kendall metal detecting everyone as they come in. I hope he has Peanut do it, because she probably does carry a taser on her at any time.
Good old Peanut.
Oh, I'm sure you've met her. She's a delight. But I'm not going to cross her. So,
right.
Anyway, so yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's, you know, that's not the kind of breaking news that we like to hear. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know, it just goes to show. Yeah, nowhere safe. Nowhere safe. Not even in that South Dakota, Miss Bacon. Not. Even in South Dakota. It was probably people from South Dakota there on vacation for spring break.
Probably from the motorcycle hootenanny.
The caviar motorcycle rally. Uh-huh. Yeah, the sturgeon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's that. You know, Big Fatty, how was the rest of it? What else did you get up to this week? Were there any shootings in Fat Acres?
Excuse me. No, there weren't. Okay. There were some discharges, but
but not by a firearm. You know. Yeah. Oh.
No.
Okay. Perfect. Ooh. Well, you know, we don't enjoy a discharge unless it's in the correct place. Although Fat Acres is where we would expect there to be a discharge.
Hello.
Oh, y'all, I don't have a story for Shark Week this year, but y'all, I can't.
Well, it's just Monday as people are hearing this, so
that's true.
You know, feel free to call it in.
But well, the truth is, y'all, I mean, there's probably been five or six times this year since the previous Shark Week where I thought I did have a story for Shark Week.
Oh,
and you know, I did the whoo whoo, and you know, I did the crab walk to the turlet, and then I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
All's good. All's good.
You know, sometimes that's called the Hansel and Gretel walk.
Or I believe Larry Cly calls that the Big Fatty Squish Squash Disc Too Slow. But yeah.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Well, y'all, I knew it was going to be a problem. Y'all, the power went out one morning, and so the computer did the thing it does where it restarts, you know, with like, and opens things back up. And y'all, the computer at home that I have, it's an M1, which quite honestly is fine for anything I do personally. But occasionally she does not enjoy the podcast recording. So we probably should upgrade it. We've kind of budgeted for that. But y'all, we just...
Nothing like a good budget.
Well, it's true. And, y'all, we really don't do anything other than podcasts with this machine. We used to, do a little bit of this and that, but I'm here lately. I just don't. I might use it to watch some TV laying in bed, but that's about it. So, the special kind of TV that one puts on when the gentleman callers, shall we say, pop in. I guess I should be more specific. Y'all, do you watch TV in bed? I do not. I don't watch the TV in the bed. I haven't had a TV in my bedroom since 2005.
I have a TV in my bedroom, but it's, I don't watch TV on it.
Well, when I had roommates or a roommate, I would, if somebody wanted to watch something on the big screen in the living room, I would sometimes watch something in my boudoir. But I living alone, I don't have much of a reason to do that. So, y'all, when we get up in the bed, it's either for a gentleman or for a coma, and those are about the only options for reasons to be in the bed. So, y'all, speaking of being in the bed, y'all, I heard from that Dr. Stone this week.
Oh.
He's the number 3 fan of the BFO for 20 and 26.
He is.
And y'all, he was tippa-tapping me, and he wanted, I forget what he wanted me to send him, some sort of food-related item, of course. And I said, well,
I'm sure it's something, Benny wafers or something.
Probably. And he said, and I said, well, why don't you just come visit? The guest room at the villa is available. And he said, never again. So
never again.
Yeah. Okay. I said,
well,
no,
that's
understand.
Because he knows that he'd have to help me change the air conditioning filter.
Oh, I assume it's because the NIP lives about 5 houses down.
Ah, well, hadn't thought of that.
Well, you know, I mean,
try not to think of the NIP.
He did go on the horror vacation with the NIP. Ooh, so
speaking of never again.
Ooh, well, y'all, there are lessons we did not learn in our 20s, but I can assure you in our 40s and whatever comes next, y'all, we've just,
50s.
Well, hopefully we've learned that when we say never again, it's for a reason. Will I ever go to the horror motel? Never again. Will I ever drive?
Even if Dr. Stone went?
Especially if Dr. Stone went. What would the two of us do? We would knit. We would take turns going to each other's rooms to crochet a little cardigan or something for the weekend, because there's nothing else to do at the horror motel. Y'all, by the way, some folks from the horror motel were here in the Charlestons last weekend, and hi, and they said, we're here for Larry's birthday. And I said, oh, please tell Larry I said happy birthday. Well, you can tell him yourself. And I was like, why bother? And and they said, oh, we're going to the Bar Pollery for something. I don't really know what. And you should come. And I believe to that I said,
never again.
Y'all, it's the Gabar down in it's on the old Navy base. Was that Reynolds Avenue? I guess that's Reynolds.
Yes.
Yeah. And y'all, it couldn't be in a worse location as far as getting there. As the crow flies, I think it's probably about 3 miles from me. 3.5. It's really not far as the crow flies. Maybe 4. But y'all, how the hell am I going to get there, number one?
Well, you'd have to take the Uber.
Which is what I would do if I were going to a bar for beverage, no beverage. But then the bigger issue is, how the hell am I supposed to get home? You are not going to get an Uber to pick you up in the middle of an industrial area that is bordered by, shall we say, the not so nice area of Charleston.
So in other words, you might hear gunshots or something like that. I mean,
Right. Or Pulse Ultra Club.
Or you had the Pulse Ultra Club.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but y'all, I know how it ends, and it ends with me not being able to get an Uber home. And y'all, it's a lot of the people that go there, I know them, because it's a lot of the old PatricksMobileLine.com crowd. But y'all, it's ugly too. It's just, it's not my cup of tea. So shall we just say, which is fine. People go there. Y'all, they love it. The Nip goes there. I've seen pictures on their social media with the Nip in the background. So I know he's out down there.
Lord, they need to hire somebody new to do social media.
Well, yeah. Some friends of mine do the trivias down there. So, you know, again, I'm sure.
I hear they have the bingo also.
Oh, I didn't know about the bingo. Again,
Tuesday nights.
It's probably after dark. And y'all, we don't go out on work nights. Y'all, speaking of y'all, on Wednesday, I got in the jalopy. And I was off to the airport where I rented a jalopy. And y'all, I was off to the Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Ooh.
Y'all, I rented a Cadillac or similar.
Of course you did.
And I got a base model Chevrolet Red that didn't even have, like, it didn't even have power seats.
It had crank windows, right?
It basically had crank windows, and that's not far off. And y'all, I was going to complain, and I understand they were busy. I understand all that, but like the bigger issue was what they gave me versus what I paid for. There was a 3-class difference, so I paid for way more. I could have paid considerably less to get the same thing anyway. But y'all, there must have been 50 people yelling and screaming about different things in the preferred line or premier or whatever it's called.
That's always a good sign.
So I said, I don't have time for this. So y'all went to the Simpsonville. Y'all stayed at the Holiday Inn Express Simpsonville. Ooh. And it is exactly what you will expect. Now, y'all,
the nicest thing in Simpsonville.
Y'all, it's a cute little area. It had this little charming downtown. I met a liar there that I was meeting up with the next morning, bright and early. He said, "Is 8 a.m. too early?" And I said, "No, because that means I can be home shortly after lunch." And so met him there shortly after 8 a.m. Y'all, he was late.
Excuse me.
He was late. And y'all, the former coal miners.
Did he get caught by the bridge?
Well, he has a 10-week-old, so I gave him a pass. But y'all met him. Y'all spent about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes with him. And probably about an hour and a half because he was late. And y'all, he said, "Are you going home?" And I said, y'all, I think I almost ran him over pulling out the parking lot. Because he had to run TT after we were done. And I was going to offer to help him hold it.
And you were gone when he came back, right?
Right. Basically, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I was out of there. Y'all, I was just bebopping down I-26, and the GPS said I would be...
I believe you mean the 26,
correct.
Yes.
Well, 385 and then the 26. And the GPS said, "Larry, you will be home by 12:38. And I said, "Ooh," which, again, I was still going to run to the aeropuerto, turn in the rental car, get the jalopy, you know, all that. So I knew I wouldn't really be home. I had to get gas. But y'all, I got through Columbia and realized I probably was not going to have enough gas to get back to Charleston. Ooh. So y'all, I stopped at a new gas
Taco
station.
Bell?
No, I did go into Bojangles though, because it was right there.
Of course.
And y'all, I'm pumping gas, and I was like, "God, that this gas stinks. It's real strong smelling." Y'all, the hose had about 5 holes in it.
Oh.
And unbeknownst to me, it was just pouring gas. But it was because gas, it doesn't come through the hose, you know, at high pressure. So they were all trickles and they were running down to the bottom of the hose where it was at its lowest point and dripping on the ground. Y'all, I caused an incident. And
did they have to hit the emergency shutoff?
They didn't hit the emergency shutoff, but they had to get the spill kit. And I went inside, y'all, and all that's fine because it's not my fault. And I went inside to tell them. And do you know what they said? Oh, yeah, we knew about that. Huh. Y'all ruined a pair of pants and a pair of shoes because it had splashed up all over my pants and my shoes. So, you know, stained them or took the color out of them, but
certainly fouled them.
Yes. But y'all, the worst part of it was I had to drive all the way back to Charleston with the windows cracked because I smelled like gas. And by gas, I don't mean what I mean.
Well, I was going to say, how is that any different than any other day?
There's that. Y'all, before we run out of time, we might already be. Let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of fat people born on this day that you've never heard of. I have to guess if they're dead or alive because, Lord, who knows? And then I have to tell you who they are because you'll never have heard of them except for Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee.
Yes. Mary Lou Henner.
Ooh. Y'all, I think she's still alive. As far as I know, y'all, I guess it was the 80s. Y'all, she was an Olympic athlete. I believe a gymnast that was super popular.
Mary Lou Henner is indeed alive. She's an American stage and screen actress. She was on Taxi. She was Elaine on Taxi. She was on Evening Shade. And she's one of these people that has a photographic memory. She can tell you what she was doing on any day in her life. She's just a goggler. Goggler.
Yo, I am glad
Merle
I don't
Merle Haggard.
That. Merle? I guess Merle Haggard is dead. Y'all, country music singer. But yeah, Merle I think Haggard he's dead.
Merle Haggard is indeed dead. Been dead for 10 years. And he was a country singer and songwriter. And Okey from Muskogee was one of his creations. All right. John Ratzenberger.
Ooh. Y'all, he's alive as far as I know, but he's got to be ancient. But y'all, he was Cliff on that Cheers.
John Ratzenberger is indeed alive, and he was Cliff on Cheers. So how about that?
You see what happens when you pick people that are from the 80s, other than Mary Lou.
Tim Walz.
Ooh. Tim Walz, y'all, career dead. But he is still alive. Y'all, he's the governor of that Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, so you say. Yes, you're exactly right. And have we got time for one more?
No, but go for it.
Zach Braff.
Oh, he's alive. Y'all, he's an actor and a singer, and he was in, I believe he was in that High School Musical, amongst other things.
Zach Braff is indeed alive. He's 50. Oh. He's an American actor, and he plays Dr. John Dorian on Scrubs.
Never watched it. How about that?
Me either. So we're both blessed. Thought it would never start.
Well, I didn't have a Vegas trip to tell y'all about. Probably won't have one of those for a few more weeks. Y'all, all my friends are in the Lost Wages on the trip that I thought I couldn't go on because of the back surgery that I didn't end up having yet. So perfect. But y'all, I have to say, thank you, Scotty, and everyone. I know some of y'all listen. Thank you for not sending me 1,000 pictures and telling me how much fun you're having without me. So really appreciate it. Because I don't want to. When I said I didn't want to know, I meant it. So yeah. But I know. Maybe next year. But yeah. Big Fatty, how's the pollen over at the villa?
Well, I blow it off the veranda every day, and it's like a Kansas dust storm.
Y'all, everyone says it's getting better. It's not. The pollen, I swear, is getting bigger. It's getting chunkier.
And it's the Brickleys that are falling now.
They've already fallen here from the trees at the Vader Grammar
Compound.
They're
just beginning to fall here. I mean, it is Brickley Central.
Yeah, y'all, it is still bad. And it was this fine dust for a while, but it's sand now, basically.
Well, we can only hope that the Easter Bunny brings us lots of rain. Speaking of rain...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, rain is good for koi ponds.
Yes, and that's a voice that never speaks of rain, except the lack thereof.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. Surface of the sun.